Once again, it's Mike and Kim with The Good Stuff on this local radio station. Hope you keep listening to this station and other editions of The Good Stuff program coming up. If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. That's what you're looking for. Spend time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. That's right, it all comes with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com to get your subscription coming your way today.
And Kim, what are you going to share on The Good Stuff for today?
I have a piece called Conspiracy. We must stop this immediately. Have you noticed that stairs are getting steeper? Groceries are heavier, and everything is further away. Yesterday, I walked to the corner, and I was dumbfounded to discover how long our street had become. And you know, people are less considerate now, especially the young ones. They speak in whispers all the time. What do they think I am? A lip reader? I also think they are much younger than when I was that age. On the other hand, people my own age are so much older than I am. I ran into an old friend the other day, and he has aged so much that he didn't even recognize me. I got to thinking about the poor guy while I was combing my hair this morning, and in doing so, I glanced at my own reflection. Well, really now, even mirrors are not made the way they used to be. Another thing, everyone drives so fast these days, you're risking life and limb if you happen to pull onto the roadway in front of them. All I can say is their brakes must wear out awfully fast, the way I see them screech and swerve in my rearview mirror. Clothing manufacturers are less civilized these days. Why else would they suddenly start labeling size 33 pants as size 40? Do they think no one notices? The people who make bathroom scales are pulling the same prank. Do they think I actually believe the number I see on the dial? Ha! I would never let myself weigh that much. Just who do these people think they're fooling? I'd like to call up someone in authority to report what's going on, but the telephone company is in on the conspiracy too. They've printed the phone books in such small type that no one could ever find a number in there. All I can do is pass along this warning. We are under attack. Unless something drastic happens, pretty soon everyone will have to suffer these awful indignities. Please pass this on to everyone you know as soon as possible so we can get this conspiracy stopped.
Well, I have just a couple of short, funny stories for you today. Randy Pausch is a renowned computer science professor, but that didn't carry much weight with his mother. After he got his PhD, she introduced him to friends by saying, "This is my son. He's a doctor, but not the kind who helps people."
Ouch.
If I have a computer problem, I want somebody like that.
That's right.
Here's another little story. The scene is a morning with my six-year-old granddaughter, Emma. And I would say, "Would you like bacon and eggs for breakfast?" Emma said, "I only like eggs when they're mixed with something." And I said, "Like omelets?" Emma said, "No, like brownies." That was from Elizabeth Cooper.
We can get behind her, huh?
Yeah. Matching wedding band widths. Well, let's see where this one goes. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are.
Oh, tricky.
That was from actor Will Ferrell as well. What else do you have, Kim?
I have some non-biblical proverbs. For example, it is said that if you line up all the cars in the world end to end, someone would be stupid enough to try to pass them.
That would be true.
You can't have everything. Where would you put it?
Everything takes up a lot of space.
That's right. The latest survey shows that 3 out of 4 people make up 75% of the world's population.
Really?
Yes.
I wonder who did that.
Hot statistic there. The things that come to those who wait are usually the things left by those who got there first.
Early bird gets the worm, right?
I guess so. A fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well.
Isn't that the truth? And we're all thinking about that as we get close to that April 15th deadline.
That's right. It was recently discovered that research causes cancer in rats.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Yep. Everybody lies, but it doesn't matter since nobody listens.
That's true.
I wish the buck stopped here, as I could use a few. And just a couple left. I started out with nothing, and I still have most of it.
Most of it.
That's right. And light travels faster than sound. This is why some people appear bright until you hear them speak.
And folks, that is The Good Stuff.